my new husband is, in fact, livid. And, of course, I can tell because he has me pinned against a wall, fingers tightening around my throat.
"What did you give me, Julia?"
Silas snarls, spittle landing on my cheek. Julia is a fine name, but it isn't mine. I'd never allow swine like Solace to put his lips around the vowels and consonants that make up me. Having him around my neck is one thing, but my name is quite another. Luella.
Vinifica,
he booms instead, giving my neck a shake. Which, if I cared for his opinion, it might sting, might wound me. I've been called worse things by better people, but I prefer it at a more appropriate volume. There are guards at the bedchamber door, although they shouldn't hear through the thick stone. And if they do, they will think Silas is taking what's his. It is his wedding night, after all. He wavers on his feet, and the motion loosens his hold enough for me to take in a greedy breath. The relief on my face must annoy my dear husband, because he leans his weight into me, crushing my windpipe yet again. Stones. He's a large man, and this body feels smaller, more fragile compared to the last. I'd like to wait it out, but black blurs the edges of my vision. There's not enough time. My fingers grapple at my waist, searching until the palm-sized blade is in my delicate hand. I bring it up, fumbling around his arms, caging me in. Slashing, I meet my target, the soft flesh below his jaw. It's not deep, but it's well-placed. It's enough for him to release me, reaching for his own neck instead of mine. His eyebrows raise and lips part as his fingers embrace his throat, and I smile. I like when they keep their hands to themselves. Now he gets it. He finally feels it. The fear. He tries and fails to dam the flow of blood spilling from the wound. There's panic mixing with the fear now, and his rapid heartbeat means the blood will flow faster. That makes it messier than I'd like. I prefer potions, poisons, and wits. Women have many weapons, though, and I'm willing to use them all. Rubbing my neck, I step to the side, air rushing in to fill my eager lungs as I move out of the way of Silas's crumbling body. He collapses on the white marble, and I watch his face drain of color for a few moments. Chameleons do this. They skitter along the rocks at the edge of the river, and when they sense danger, they change. Their skin morphs into the stone beneath it, going from green to gray. In the end, that's all Silas is, a sad little lizard, trying but failing to survive.